I think I really got it together now. I got the A, the calcium, the carbohydrates, all the vitamins I need.
Hulk, what's up? What are you doing?
What do you mean, what's up, Mean Gene? I'm getting ready for that no-good, low-life rattlesnake, Terry Funk, man.
This is how you prepare for a title defense?
You better believe it, Mean Gene. This is my high-test gasoline. This is the Hulkster's patented Python protein drink. And don't you dare give Terry Funk the recipe, man. Give it a good shot. That'll get you real pumped up, Mean Gene. Good, huh? Oh, yeah.
No.
A little more biceps. A little more tries. You better try some more of this. Look at that. Moby Dick my feet. Right there.
What's that, Hot Rod?
Them fat hillbillies are taking a yearly bath and getting sunburned.
I thought I smelled bacon frying.
You know, there's only one thing that's worrying.
Worry? What's the worry about?
After tonight, Humphrey the Humpback Whale's gonna be out of a job.
This gun, man.
I just take it and get out.
Thanks.
I don't believe this.
What?
It's the cops, man. Cops are on strike, stupid. Can't you hear that?
But I tell you, I'll fix him.
Yeah.
We got him!
Come on, man, let's move.
No, one more!
Ah, shit, man.
Fucking cops!
Officer. Take it over, creep.
Nothing above, nothing below.
What about Max?
Adobe, right?
This is not happening to me. Max! Max, what have you done? I'm so embarrassed.
It's what we're here for.
Rescue cats.
Find dogs.
That's a job.
And we love it.
Don't rip it.
dead man. And if you try me, I'll make you famous.
Four police officers try to restrain the Undertaker.
He's going to go to jail to get a full taste of the game.
Undertaker waiting for Triple H.
What's going through his head, Cole? What is he going to do to Triple H?
Yeah, you know what? I'm already famous. You know what I'm famous for? I'm famous for crippling. I'm warning you.
Dead man. Sledgehammer to the head of the Undertaker. Triple H is destroying the Undertaker's motorcycle.
King is stalking Stephanie, who's running for her life.
I want a match with Triple H at WrestleMania. One-on-one.
They call it a decade of destruction.
Your yard is in the middle.
Triple H beats The Undertaker at WrestleMania on pay-per-view. The Game and Undertaker.
We're just a couple of moments away from the showdown. The American Badass, The Undertaker.
Touching on deck. At ease, men.
Be seated. Many of you are wondering what's wrong with my pants. Well, they started running short of material right before they got to the knees, so don't give me any shit. Now, I look out there at all of you wonderful guys, and I say to myself, what I wouldn't give to be 20 years younger and a woman. You know, I've personally flown over 194 missions, and I was shot down every one. Come to think of it, I've never landed a plane in my life. Now, you men will be piloting the backbone of our proud American arsenal, the Oscar EW-5894 Phallus Tactical Fighter Bomber. Its lightweight swept-wing design makes it extremely maneuverable and agile. Beneath its skin of 21st century composites is a highly advanced avionics and weapons package. Designed for speed and combat acrobatics, it features the latest Mrs. Halberd Series 3800 radar jamming Framus.
Admiral?
Nurse?
Yeah.
Yes, Aunt Sarah, it's a boy. Aha, a boy. And he... what's that? Eyes? Oh, what color are they? Well, oh, gosh. I forgot to look. A boy. It's a boy. It's a doctor. Doctor, it's a boy.
Yes, yes, I know.
Aha, a boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy. It's a boy. It's a boy. It's a boy.
Hello. Hello, Jim. Are you there, Jim? Sandra, weaving cutter. Hello. 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 Hello.
Must be something wonderful. It must be something grand. 'Cause everybody's smiling in a kind and wistful way, and they haven't even noticed that I'm around today.
His arrival, we do not know.
And what an arrival.
Well, it's
like nothing we've ever seen. We do not know exactly what his name is or what he's all about, but what he has promised is something like we have never seen here at WCW. And
big guy
rises right over the ropes. And we've got your attention, I do believe.
100%.
The long wait is over, fans.
No, the music now.
Bret Hart was expected to come into throngs of congratulations and well-wishers. Wasn't to be.
The media. Wanted to know what was on Bret's mind.
Look, I don't blame you for shoving the media out of there. The press, they're parasites, McMahon.
And Bret Hart wanted nothing to do with either the media or anyone else at that moment. He had lost the most...
He didn't even shower. He just packed up his stuff and was leaving the building.
He had lost the most precious thing in the world to him other than his family. He had lost the World Wrestling Federation Championship. On the banks of the Rhine River in Germany, Bret Hart now will reflect upon his WrestleMania match. other potential wrestling opportunities and his future here in the WWF.
You know, there's a lot of things that were wrong about that match. The match itself was it wasn't beneficial to me, but that's fine. I accepted that, and I still accept that. The fact that if it was going to be an hour, 60-minute, that's what I hear, 60-minute Iron Man match. Well, it wasn't a 60-minute Iron Man match. It was a 62-minute Iron Man match. And if there was going to be overtime or sudden death or anything of that nature, why did they ring the bell in the first place? They should have just... Here, it's like I wait, and I promise myself that I'm going to wait till this guy makes his one big mistake. And he does. He makes it at the 59-minute mark. He gets careless, just like I know this guy. He's going to get careless, and he makes that mistake. And then it's almost like they have the nerve to come up after I've beaten him. You know, he didn't give up, but don't tell me. No one can convince me that he wasn't history. He was done. He was finished. In the middle of the ring, there was no ropes. There was no one in the world that could save him. There wasn't any way he was going to kick out or kick me in the face or anything. He was a beaten man. He knows it, and I know it. And they rang the bell, and it's not my job to beat Shawn Michaels. I said that from the very, very beginning. It's my job to keep the title. It's his job to beat me, and he never did in the 60-minute Iron Man match. I walked out of that ring. I should have kept on going back to the dressing room. And, you know, that little delay there of about 2 or 3 minutes of getting the match restarted and kind of getting my blood boiling, and that's where I made my big mistake. I could never ever see working for another organization, because I think it would be a step down. And, you know, as I understand, there's certain wrestling organizations that seem to be throwing a lot of money around. But I'd like to make it very well understood that I'm not somebody that's greedy for money. I'm always, I'm a person that's greedy for respect. And the only place I'm ever going to get respect is in the World Wrestling Federation. I think there's a certain part of me that has less and less yearning to even come back to it, because I think I feel a little bit betrayed. As always, seems like every time I lose that damn title, I'm a little bit betrayed. But, yeah, I'd like a title shot first thing tomorrow morning. You wake me up at 5 o'clock if you want.
Very well. not around. Now the summer's gone and love cannot be found. Where were you when I needed you last winter, my love? When the wind came, you went further south, parting from love's nest, leaving me in doubt. Where are you when I need you like right now? But you say now you have changed, but tomorrow will reflect love's past. When the winter came, you were not around. Through the bitter winds, love could not be found. Where were you when I winter, my love? Need you, baby, our love is at an end. But you say now you have changed, but tomorrow will reflect the past. Well, spring will fill the air and you will come around. Is it summer love that will let me down? Where were you?
Splendid party. I do believe everyone of any importance is in England is here tonight.
Who would miss a party given by Lord Salisbury?
Lord and Lady Wilkinson.
What a marvelous entertainment, Salisbury. And these chopped steaks are delicious, especially with this
exquisite mushroom sauce.
Well, thank you. Coming from you, Worcestershire, that certainly is a compliment.
Oh, Lord and Lady Wilkinson, welcome.
Tell me, Wilkinson, what the deuce is the purpose of two swords?
Ah, these. Well, it's quite simple, really. Say you are my attacker. My first blade stands you up straight. My second clips you neatly at the ankles.
And there's Lady Wilkinson for attacking your opponent's underarms and legs.
You know, that's a terrific gift idea.
It certainly is. If you'll excuse us for a moment.
Oh, well, pleasant.
The Earl of a Sandwich.
Your Lordship.
Have you seen Lord Cardigan here?
I understand he was turned away at the door.
Lord Cardigan? How odd. I saw Lord Ascot here. He got in.
Well, he wasn't properly attired. Evidently, he came in a sweater. Sure.
The Duke and Duchess of Argyle.
You know, Sandwich, I've been meaning to ask you, were the Sandwich Islands named after your family?
No, everyone asks me that. But I'm afraid nothing's ever been named after a member of my family. Oh.
Excuse me, Your Lordship. Would you care for one of Lord Salisbury's steaks?
Oh, yes, I would. Could you bring it to me with a couple of slices of pumpernickel, please?
Of course, Your Lordship.
Lord and Lady Douchebag!
So frightfully glad you two could come. I was just asking Lady Salisbury, where the devil are those douchebags?
Well, it's been impossible to get him out of his workshop. He's been working day and night.
You douchebag? Well, I wasn't aware that you dabbled in that sort of thing. Tell me, what in heaven's name are you working on?
Well, I'd be happy to tell you, but perhaps after you've finished eating.
Well. Now, here's Chambers right now. Chambers, get Lord and Lady Douchebag something to eat.
Oh, no, 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 thank you. I'm not very hungry. A plate of raw vegetables would be fine.
Would you like a dressing on that?
Just some vinegar and water, thank you.
Douchebag, how are you?
Well, I haven't seen you in the House of Lords in ages. Don't tell me, for the first time in memory, we're going to have a parliament without a douchebag.
My dear Sandwich, Parliament has always had its share of douchebags and always will.
Spoken like a true douchebag. I have often heard the King say of your family, and yours as well, give me a sandwich and a douchebag, and there is nothing I cannot do. Hey, tell me, douchebag, when are you going to show us that invention of yours?
Yes, douchebag, just what kind of an invention are you sitting on?
It's a long story. Why don't we go out into the garden and I'll explain it to you.
Tell me, did Lady Douchebag help you in the project?
Help? Why, she was the inspiration.
That's good. There we go.
Lord, come forth to heap and his niece, Lady Disinfectant Cake. Lord and Lady...
Empty. I'm getting heartburn. Tony, do something terrible.
No, I'm being serious. The dog. The dog must have had it.
Now then, let's have a look, shall we? Tony?
What?
Look in the dog.
You mean look in the dog?
I mean open him up.
Fucking tin of baked beans. What do you mean, open him up?
You know what I mean. That's a bit strong, isn't it?
No, you can't do this. It's fucking squeaking!
Man, you never heard a dog squeaking for you? That goddamn dog. Thank God for that.
Anything to declare?
Yeah. Don't go to England.
Is it something real or the magic I'm feeling?